One of the greatest things about a road trip is that at 7 a.m., you stop at a convenience store to grab a handful of breakfast sandwiches for you and your hungry fellow travelers. But have you ever opened one to discover it's dried out so much you can practically hear it crying for moisture? Or have you avoided the option altogether because the product packaging was so warped under heat lamps that it looked like something that needed to be approached with a radiation suit? While this situation resonates with many shoppers, food business owners may also be aware of these nightmares their products have experienced. And it's frustrating, especially after taking the time for recipe perfection in sourcing quality ingredients, not to mention the cost of tossing out wasted products that don't sell. So, what is a food biz professional supposed to do to prevent bread that looks like drywall, graying meats, and cheese that looks like it's staging a slow escape from the bun? The answer lies in getting to know the heat lamp used every single day and learning how to use it as an advantage as opposed to an inflictor of sandwich/packaging torment. Inline Plastics has been providing packaging solutions for over 55 years. We've seen the effects these lamps have on food products and packaging. Today, we want to shine a not-so-hot light on the topic. This article breaks down how heat lamps affect food quality over time, what they do to your packaging, and what small adjustments can help you keep product looking and selling its best.
Does food under a heat lamp dry out quickly? Isn't that the million-dollar question?
Before we delve deeper into this question, let's make something clear. Heat lamps are not the bad guys here. They're merely doing their job, trying to keep hot foods fresh, presentable, and mouthwatering. We aren't here to speak ill of them, but we do need to highlight factors to consider, ensuring they're used optimally. First, remember that there's a temperature battle happening inside every container under these lamps. Think of your food like it's sunbathing. When a hot sandwich sits under a lamp, the heat isn't evenly distributed. It's concentrated directly under the bulb while the surrounding environment stays relatively cool. That temperature difference, called a temperature gradient, pulls moisture out of the food and pushes it toward the container walls. The result? The food gets dry while the inside of the lid gets wet. Bread turns hard and develops a shell-like crust. Meats discolor. A sandwich angel sheds a tear. None of this is subtle, it's visible, and it affects sales. If the container you're using has anti-fog technology, it may help with appearances, but it doesn't solve the underlying problem. It simply converts those tiny fog droplets into a thin film of moisture. The food is still drying out. Not to say that anti-fog doesn't have places to shine, but here, it may just be hiding the problem.
How hot is too hot, and how long is too long?
Before the pandemic, many hot case programs operated around traditional hot holding targets, often in the 140 degrees Fahrenheit range, with some products held for several hours depending on food safety protocols and store-level procedures. Since then, we have seen some operators take a more conservative approach, running hotter cases, sometimes closer to 160 degrees Fahrenheit, and shortening display windows to around 2 hours. While not a universal industry standard, the shift appears to reflect a stronger emphasis on visible food safety, freshness, and consumer confidence. The lesson here isn't that one approach is right and the other is wrong. It's that temperature and time are always speaking with each other, and your packaging needs to be part of that conversation too.
What does heat actually do to plastic food packaging?
Not all plastics respond to heat the same way, and this is where food business pros often get caught off guard. PP is the go-to material for hot food containers because it handles heat far better than PET, polyethylene terephthalate, the clear, rigid plastic you'd use for cold and ambient items. Put PET under a heat lamp, and you can be playing with fire, literally. It warps and degrades quickly, and food-safe performance goes out the window fast.
Let's pop on our science hats for this next part. PP comes in different blends, and the blend matters. Think of it this way. Some PP is formulated to be rigid and tough, homopolymer, while other blends are formulated to be more flexible, copolymer, which is useful for things like easy open tear strips. The trade-off is that the more flexible the blend, the sooner it starts to soften under heat. Around 150 to 160 degrees Fahrenheit, you may start to see that softening show up physically, usually on the base and corner feet of the container.
Now add stacking to the mix. Hot cases rarely display product in a single layer. It's typically two or three containers deep. The bottom container carries the weight of everything above it, and if the bulbs are underneath, it's also getting direct heat exposure. That combo speeds things up. The feet dent, the structure weakens, and your container starts looking like it had a rough day. The top container, meanwhile, is the closest to overhead bulbs and the driest. One stack, two different failure modes. Both affect presentation and perceived quality.
Shining a light.
There's no perfect universal solution, but there are smarter choices.
Match your container to your food application. High moisture items benefit from vented PP containers. Sandwiches and baked goods need to retain moisture, so sealed containers are the better call.
Know your distance. The closer a container sits to the bulb, the faster and more severe the heat effects appear. If you have any control over lamp height or product placement, use it.
Mind your temperature and your clock. Running hot for less time beats running cool for too long, but only if your packaging can handle the heat. Know what your containers are made of and what they're rated for.
For now, the heat lamp isn't going anywhere, but now you know exactly what it's up to.
Do you want to learn more about how food packaging performs in different environments? Visit our Learning Center today and begin exploring.